It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this Labor Day holiday weekend. Hope you're having a good one so far. And joining me now is the great Renee Powell, PGA, LPGA professional, member of 12 Halls of Fame, running the Clearview Golf Club and Powell Educational Center, one of 12 legends, I'm very proud to say, in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. Hey, welcome to Talking Golf, Renee.
Hey, Ann, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. It was so great running into you at the Masters. You were with the president of St. Andrews University, right, in Scotland, and seeing you both on the 12th hole, which is one of the most iconic holes in all of golf. And how appropriate, by the way, two iconic women and you, Renee, just a dynamic force in our sport and beyond. It was just so great to run into you.
Oh, thanks, Ann. You know what? We've run into each other. We seem to run into each other at Augusta just sort of randomly, which is
right,
great.
Right, every year. And, of course,
every
at the
year.
PGA show. And I mentioned right. you last Sunday on this show when I was talking about the AIG Women's Open at St. Andrews. Did you get a chance to get over there?
I did not go, but I watched it. And, you know, the weather was, as I always, anytime I've gone to St. Andrews, no matter what month it is, it was like perfect St. Andrews weather.
Exactly. Well, you played in that kind of weather because you used to live in the UK, and I want to talk about that in a second. But I just love the fact that you are an honorary member of the RNA and that St. Andrews University honored you with a doctorate degree and named a dormitory after you. I mean, how great is that?
I know. It's just amazing. You know, it's something that you would never, ever dream of, you know, as a, especially as a young girl. And then, you know, knowing about St. Andrews for years in Scotland from my dad when he was over there in the military during the war. But all of a sudden, here I am. I come from a little town that I grew up with. We had two traffic lights in East Canton. And now here I am at the iconic area of golf. And I'm just, you know, it's, I love it. I love it over there. St. Andrews has been so wonderful to me. I mean, having a connection with the university, having a connection with the RNA, it's just fabulous.
And you're almost more recognizable in St. Andrews, Scotland, than in Canton, Ohio, right?
You're right, I am.
Well, I know you moved to the UK in 1970, becoming the first woman head pro at a private golf course in the UK. And when I asked you in your chapter in the book, if the UK was more inclusive, you said you never had problems there. Tell me about that.
Well, I didn't. And, you know, I mean, even, you know, I think back when I was on the tour, especially in the earlier years on the LPGA tour, I had issues and problems going to restaurants when we were traveling and hotels and threat letters on my life. So living in the UK, I mean, I never had anything negative happen to me. And so it was just such a pleasant experience for me, and you know, and I loved it. And you know, it's just you never know what things are like in other places or how you would be treated. And I was treated very, very nicely when I lived there and when I traveled there.
Isn't that great? And your career really thrived there, not only as a player and an instructor, but you designed your own clothing line, right, for Harrods in London.
I did. Well, it was for a major fashion house there, and the first people to buy was Harrods Department Store. And, of course, after Harrods bought, everybody else did. They followed suit.
I just think there's so many, like, levels to your life and your career, and you overcame so many challenges in your life and as a second Black female to play on the LPGA Tour. And we get into that detail in the chapter in Life on the Green. And I love the title of your chapter, Don't Let Anyone Else Define You and Don't Ever Give Up, because it really is you. And it's so inspirational to so many people. And growing up in Canton, Ohio, you faced racism as a child going to school. You faced racism as an athlete. You faced racism as a golfer on the LPGA Tour. What inside you, Renee, helped you get through all these tough times?
Well, you know, I think it was just simply because of my parents. having known what they had gone through, I didn't know everything they had gone through, but I can imagine some of the things. But my parents always were always taught me that they loved me, that God loved me, and that everybody has challenges in life. And you can't, and you know, my dad was the one that said to me, never to allow anybody to define you as an individual. And that's something that's always stuck with me. But I think they gave me a really strong backbone early in life. And so even, you know, as I ran into things as I got older, even college days, playing golf or trying to play in amateur tournaments, you know, before I joined the LPGA Tour, I mean, I ran into a lot of issues. And I think it was just from the very backbone of my that my parents gave me early on, from the third grade on, when I ran into issues, I think that's what sort of sustained me throughout my entire life.
Sure, sure. I know your parents were great role models, and your father, William Powell, the only black man to have designed, built, owned, and operated his own golf course, Clearview Golf Club in Canton, Ohio. And now there is the Powell Education Center, right? Tell us about it.
Oh, my gosh. It's only taken 75 years to get this building, Anne. I mean, you know, anytime we had an event, like a major event, we've had LPGA pro-ams here, over 30. We've had celebrity tournaments. This year was the 39th annual. And we always had to put up a tent. We finally were able to raise enough funds due to organizations like the LPGA and others who the Powell Educational Center is a building that we have a small museum area in honor of our parents. We have so much memorabilia put up in here, and we have a big room where we can host and have outings and awards functions. And all through the entire building, there are all sorts of memorabilia on the walls. And one of the things that we're going to have a grand opening next year for it. But one of the things that we're also looking forward to doing is having a place so people can come here and do research. And, you know, learning more about golf, learning more about the history of African Americans in golf, learning more about Clearview and what one man did and what one individual can achieve in society.
It's incredible. I know was it 2001, Clearview was named to the National Register of Historic Places,
yes.
Which is a very tough thing to get.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, and in that same year, we formed the Clearview Legacy Foundation for Education, Preservation, and Turf Grass Research, which is a 501c3. So we created a foundation here the same year that that everything was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. So the interesting thing is we have a building. We were trying to do two things. We also don't have an automatic irrigation system here. And that's the next thing that we're working on to raise funds to put in an automatic irrigation system, because at night there's hoses sort of all around. We've got to drag hoses, put them on the greens, to water the greens, just to keep it alive. And the thing is that it's been so hot this summer. And so it takes 12 hours to water these greens. And so it's moving hoses around from place to place on the greens to water them.
Wow, wow. So I know, you know, your father wanted this golf course to represent the fact that it's open to all, regardless of race, color, ethnic origin, and the work you all do there and continue to do there is just incredible. And I know you have a big event coming up September 21 and 22 with two groundbreaking women's golf clubs. Tell me about that, Renee.
Yes. So there is the Wake Robin Ladies Golf Club, Black Ladies Golf Club out of Washington, D.C., and the Chicago Women's Golf Club out of Chicago, Illinois. And those two Black Ladies Golf Clubs that were both formed in 1937. So this year they're celebrating 87 years, almost 90 years. That's these two ladies' black clubs clubs were formed. And both were talking about coming here this year. And I'm like, really? Okay, well, listen, Dan, neither one of them really have met each other before. So I put them together. We're having this event. They're both coming there. Clearview sits right in the middle of both of them, basically. We're about 6 hours away from D.C., 6 hours away from Chicago. So we have these two black ladies golf clubs, the oldest ones in the country, coming here to Clearview, the historic golf club. And it's awesome. And it's really exciting because they've never met. We're going to have a fun time. We're going to have a little bit of competition, not stiff competition, but fun competition. And just talking to the two and putting the two groups together has been a lot of fun. And, I think that the major thing is really getting people aware that golf, black women in golf, have been playing for a long, long time. I mean, 87 years. You're talking about moving close to 100 years.
And, I didn't even know about these clubs, and the education is so important in what, in what you're doing, bringing, I went on the website, and Wake Robin Golf Club, founded in 1937, is the oldest African-American women's golf club in the U.S., and yep. Then Chicago Women's Golf Club, the oldest in the Midwest, and to bring these two clubs together, really, clubs that paved the way for black women in golf, and to educate people about this, because I've been in golf for years and I didn't know about, and I love, you go on their website and these women, there's a bus tour, and it just, I can imagine mm-hmm. the enthusiasm there is for this trip. And then after, I guess, your conference or your meeting, they also have the opportunity to go to the NFL Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
In Canton. So it sounds like a great trip. Where do I sign up?
I know. And they are all so exciting. They've been calling me, and they've been putting all sorts of things together. I know the Chicago women, they have a couple of women that are in their 90s that are coming here, and they're very excited about coming here. So it's just going to be a tremendous opportunity to create an awareness about what people have been doing, and these two golf clubs have been doing for nearly 90 years. One of the things with the Chicago women, they've always had a program for junior golfers too. And the junior golfers, and they have a little club within that club called the Bobolinks. And I know that when I was coming up as a junior, I played against some of those young girls that were members of the Bobolinks and the Chicago Women's. I also spoke at the 50th anniversary of Wake Robin, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was 87 years. This is amazing.
Wow. I mean, you're involved with so much. What else is the Education Center doing? What do you have coming up? You said there's going to be a grand opening next year.
Right. And we're continuing to put more memorabilia in here. We do a lot of programs for veterans, of course. And we do have we'll have our PGA Hope women's veterans group here on September the 25th. I think we're doing a program for all of our veteran women in our Northern Ohio section. So we have a lot of different things going on. Which is always exciting. It's always an exhausting year, but it will be, we're coming to the fall, which will be our, sort of the end of our season.
Right. But you work there full time. I mean, there's always programs and things to do. So,
right.
I don't know how you get it all done.
I continue to do it, though.
Right.
So we just get it done.
You get mm-hmm. it done. Exactly. And I know you and your father are the only father and daughter in the PGA of America Hall of Fame.
We are.
I know. What an accomplishment.
Isn't that amazing?
Really?
My dad went in posthumously, of course, in 2013. And I went in 2017. And so, yes, I'm really proud of the fact that that we're both there.
Have you yet to do, Renee? Because, there's so much work still to be done, right? And
yeah.
What's your mission? What do you have to do? I know you want to write a book, right? I know that's a project.
That's right. And I'm in the middle of writing that book, and I'm trying to, I need to try to find a publisher, find a good agent, and then get this book accomplished. The one thing I want to finish it while I can still remember.
Exactly. Get all those stories out there, because I'm sure you have so many of them that need to be told, right?
Right.
I love it. Well, yeah. You know, if you want to be inspired, I mean, Renee's story is really all about that. And I was just honored that you are part of Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And, you know, at the Augusta National, I saw you and I saw Annika and I saw Bernard Langer and I saw Ben Crenshaw and Jack.
Wow.
And, you know, so many of these Hall of Famers who are part of this book. And I can't thank you all enough for giving me your time and telling me your stories and really opening up about the hardships that you experienced, you know, starting as a young girl, you know, growing up in Ohio. And you look, your message is just overcoming all that adversity and don't let anyone else define you and don't ever give up. And those messages are just universal for everyone, you know. And I can't thank you enough for really telling your story and being so open and honest about it.
Well, Ann, you were a great interviewer, so it was easy to talk to you. I didn't, you know, when I started reading the book, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I said this much.
Well, I'm sure you still have many more stories for your book, but hey, continued success, all the best with your upcoming program with Wake Robin Golf Club and Chicago's Women's Golf Club at Clearview Golf Club, and you know, just continue to celebrate diversity and the game of golf. You're just a legend, Renee, and I can't thank you enough for all you do on the course and off the course, really.
Oh, thank you, Anne. And, you know, your book is awesome. I've read it. It's, wow, I learned so much about so many people. And thank you for allowing me to be part of that book.
Renee Powell, we'll visit again soon, I hope. Continued success.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. And now coming up, we are going to go to East Lake Golf Club for the Tour Championship and connect with Adam Shupak of Golf Week. But first, let me tell you that Ivy Cool Luxury Athleisure Wear for both men and women offers the highest performance-driven apparel to look and feel your best on and off the course. Ivy Cool offers multifunctional, intelligent moisture sensor fabrics featuring the exclusive ice fill technology that cools your skin up to 5 degrees so you can stay cool, comfortable, and odor-free on hot and humid days. Ivy Cool apparel also features UPF 50+ sun protection. It's colorful, it's stylish, it's soft with the latest technology to protect your skin. Look and feel your best. Learn more at ibkol.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.